Hi, James.
Hello, Dad.
Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast.
Bubbles Podcast. We are back. 1 week hiatus. But we have an episode for you today, for sure.
Has nothing to do with water, does it?
Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, nothing to do with what I would call real water.
What is real water to you?
I'm trying to think of the word. Not changed, you know, not artificial water.
Natural,
spring just water. Just natural water that isn't,
out of nature.
Manipulated or molded in some type of way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And,
why is that important?
Why is that important? It's because we have none of that on our podcast today.
That's right, we don't.
Yeah. It's a showdown. I call it, I think it's a showdown to find the best of the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have how many waters with us today?
Let me count them.
Quote-unquote waters.
Ready? I'm going to start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And we're going to rank all of them. And none of them are real water. They're all flavored. And we have some wacky flavors.
It's Flavor Town.
Yeah. Are you ready to get dehydrated today?
Well, really, I think I'm going to need like some normal water after this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably go for some Topo Chico or San Pellegrino.
100%.
Or Icelandic Glacial after this one. But I'm ready to get into it if you are.
Me too.
First of all, what's new with you, James? What's been going on?
Well, I've just kind of been chilling. I mean, we've been getting stuff together for this pod episode. We watched a James Bond movie
again. That was pretty good, yep.
Yeah, we're almost out of them.
Which one was that we watched?
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, yeah. From the year 2008, the year of James.
Oh, my God. Yes, the year I was born. 100%, yes. Oh, man.
What else is going on?
I've just been doing schoolwork and stuff, hanging out with some people. Yeah.
Getting ready for Halloween.
Halloween and getting ready for a trip where we might do an episode. Maybe. Probably not, though.
Live on location?
Yeah, we might do a
from an undisclosed location?
We might do a little segment and then skip the week and then put that segment in there because we're going to be in...
the jungle.
Costa Rica.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what they have in Costa Rica?
What?
Good fruit.
Ooh.
That's what I heard.
Do they have passion fruit?
I think they do. The biggest producer of passion fruit is Brazil, but I think they have good passion fruit in Costa Rica as well.
That is awesome.
You know what else they have in Costa Rica?
What?
Lots of iguanas.
Are we going to go see iguanas?
Maybe. Maybe we'll see some iguanas and some wildlife. You know what else they have in Costa Rica?
Water?
Tons of giant bugs.
Oh.
There's water as well.
Like everywhere else?
Wow. Like a beach and everything.
Yeah.
Well, James, where should we start? What do we have here? What's going on the podcast today?
I don't even know where to start.
You have stuff from all over the world on this table here. So, what do you have?
Well, so we have... let's see here. Let's start with the two glass bottles we have on the pod today. We have Voss Tangerine Lemongrass and Voss Lemon Cucumber.
What do you think about Voss, James, in general?
I think they're a little overhyped. I don't mind their water, but it's definitely not my favorite.
This is sparkling artisan water, tangerine flavor, tangerine lemongrass. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors.
All right.
Should we crack it open?
Well, are we gonna list off all of them, or?
Yeah, let's keep listing and then we'll crack.
All right. So then next we have unsweetened orange mimosa flavored sparkling water. Then we have a peach sparkling water. We have a lychee sparkling water. We have Spindrift grapefruit, which is probably the closest we'll get to real water today. We have unsweetened mint mojito. And then get ready for some crazy ones, okay? We have a lingonberry soda that we made with our soda stream. That's the least crazy out of the rest of these. We have a... What is this?
This is from IKEA.
It's from IKEA, and it's...
It's more of a soda than a water, I think. I
mean, yeah, but we're going to try it. It's a malt and hops flavored beverage. So, we have that. And then the last two, oh man, I'm not excited for, but we're going to try them. We have vanilla, or is this strawberry or vanilla ice cream flavor? Vanilla ice cream flavored water. And we have caramel apple flavored water. Just to,
caramel apple flavored water.
Just to be, like, with the season.
Like a seasonal water? Like, where's, James, hold on, something's missing.
What?
Where's your pumpkin spice water?
Oh, God. No, please. I beg. Don't make me drink pumpkin spice water. This is already hard enough.
Did you get your pumpkin spice latte yet?
No, I didn't.
No? Yeah, that's on the list?
That's on the list, though. Yes. All right.
All right, I'm going to have some ice with these beverages today.
Me too.
Just because.
Yeah. Just because they're beverages.
Where does Voss water come from?
I think they're not Icelandic. I think they're Nordic, though. Like, Norway. Yeah.
Southern Norway.
Uh-huh. All right. That's definitely enough for both of us. We're not going to be drinking the entirety of these today. At least what I'm assuming. Except Cheers. For maybe the lingonberry soda. That one's going to be good.
That's the homemade one that you made?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really terrible.
Mm.
Not the one you made. I'm talking about the tangerine one I just tasted.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'm just thirsty, but this is better than I thought it would be. It's like a, it's like a lighter orange Fanta almost, or an orange Sunkist.
So I'm on Voss's website, and they say flavored sparkling, vibrant and unique flavor combinations without the calories, artificial sweeteners or unhealthy additives, incredibly satisfying on their way on their own, and also as a mixer for cocktails and mocktails. But the thing is, on their website, they don't show this flavor. They show sparkling lemon cucumber, which I think we have.
Yeah.
Sparkling lime mint and sparkling raspberry rose.
Huh.
So maybe this is a new one, or maybe it's an old one.
Discontinued. But this actually is one of the better flavored sparkling waters I've had. It's I don't know what your opinion is, but for me, it's like taking a Sunkist, but only having aromatics. Like, it's sparkling water with the aromatics of Sunkist.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, like, chemical tasting to me. Like, the flavor, the orange flavor. I don't like artificial orange flavor very much. Mm-hmm. I have some information here. It's not the one we're drinking, but the flavored sparkling lemon cucumber does not contain allergens or sensitivities, is vegetarian suitable. Flavoring of this product comes from natural origin. It's kosher.
Wait, you mean to say that the water that we're drinking is vegetarian suitable?
Yes, sir.
Whoa. That would be really, really surprising if it wasn't. Yeah, do you want to hop into the other Voss? Because, I mean...
Ingredients. Artisan water, carbon dioxide, natural flavors, sodium bicarbonate. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to say, we're ranking these as well while we try them.
Well, what's that one rank? So, give me a bottle cap rating.
Currently, it's in first place by default. Okay. Right?
Yeah, so it's just going to go into first place. So it's not a bottle cap rating today.
Yeah, these aren't bottle cap ratings.
So we're just going to put them in order of, of best to worst. And Voss, tangerine, lemongrass, sparkling. Did you get bubbles out of this?
I did. Did you not?
A little bit more.
That's a lot. Okay. Just poured like a fourth of the bottle, which isn't much, but for me that's a lot because...
It was 100 milliliters exactly. Yeah, I got the bubbles there. Okay, yeah. Which one's next? All right. Other Voss?
The other Voss.
There you go.
These are speed rounds because we have a lot to get through. All right.
There you go. 75 milliliters for you, 75 for me.
Oh, that smells terrible. Smell that.
Ooh, wow. Lemon cucumber. smells like cucumber.
And it tastes like Lysol.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Who would find that enjoyable? I mean, I get it. If you don't like just regular water, you want to put some flavor in it. But this is the bad way to go.
How do you sell this? I don't know if I can finish this.
Okay. That's so this one goes in
second for sure. And it's definitely getting bumped down more and more.
Okay.
Throughout the
Which one's next, James?
Pod. Let's just go in like how we've been going.
Okay,
let's
there's do two the of these ones.
Let's do the craziest flavors for last though, because
okay, those so are gonna take what is this product?
They are quote unquote waters made by the brand called Clear American. I don't know if that's probably it looks like a grocery store name brand.
Regular plastic 16.9 fluid ounce PET bottle.
And these are unsweetened non-alcoholic flavors of cocktails inside of water.
Yes. Ingredients: carbonated water, natural flavor, distributed by Walmart Inc., Bentonville, Arkansas. This is Walmart water, James. Walmart brand.
Walmart alcohol water.
Let's go. No alcohol.
No alcohol. Wait, let's just double check. This does not have alcohol, right?
Does not.
I'm talking about the sweetened.
Yeah, I know. Here, try this.
It doesn't? All right, good.
All right. To Walmart. Cheers.
Oh my God, that's even more of an.
Orange mimosa. Oh, wow.
That's so gross. Terrible. Oh, I'm dumping this.
Oh, man.
No, I'm dumping this. It's fake champagne, right?
Oh, no.
What I imagine champagne would taste like. I mean, I haven't.
You keep talking, I'll dump this.
Okay. That's terrible. That's immediately going to get a third place rating. Let me carry you guys over here. It has to get third place right now because we haven't tried anything else. That is horrible. We're just getting worse and worse here. I really hope the next one doesn't have a artificial rum or vodka taste, whatever's in mojitos. I don't know, I'm 13, give me a break. But, yeah, that was horrible. It's drinking fake watered down alcohol.
Blech.
That's like,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, what's next?
Alright.
This is mint mojito Walmart water.
Please be at least a little better. Oh, that's so much. It smells so bad.
Oh, God.
Go jump again.
No, because, you know, like, imagine you brush your teeth, and then instead of spitting it out, you have to swallow it.
Yeah, and
it's
then you...
It's so gross.
And then you eat, like, an entire, like...
It's like a little sweet, no, and gross, and minty.
Then you eat an entire fern of, like, fennel. Oh! It tastes like black licorice mixed with baking soda mixed with, like, mint toothpaste. What is wrong with, like, how do people sell this? How is this, like, sold? This goes behind the... I can't believe it. But this is worse than the mimosa. That's gotta go behind it. It's in fourth right now by default. Wow.
What's next, James? We gotta rescue this podcast. It's going downhill.
Oh, God. Let's do some Spindrift to clear our palate.
Please.
Like,
I've never been so excited about Spindrift.
Ugh. This is the right way to do flavored water. It's naturally flavored. I take this when I go work out, do some basketball sometimes.
Yeah.
They just squeeze some grapefruit in there. I don't know how
sparkling water and real screws. Real squeezed fruit. 17 calories. This is carbonated water, grapefruit juice.
Oh, it's
orange
so good.
Juice, lemon juice, hibiscus for color.
It's so
no sugar added.
It's so good compared to what we just had. It's like heaven.
Oh yeah, that's refreshing.
Oh my God.
Delicious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That goes in the first.
Into the front. Okay.
First. Wait, here. Now you've got a, the way we have kind of a bad way of ranking this. We found a like,
this tray's not working out for me, buddy.
It's like a tray rack thing, and so it's hard to fit the waters on, but we've got a,
why don't you just rank them up there?
All right, this is in first now.
Put that one in first, right there.
All
right. And then this one's in second. This one's in third. So let's Voss, tangerine lemongrass in second. Voss lemon cucumber in third. Then mimosa orange in fourth. And mojito mint in fifth. But these are like really, this is way far over here.
Yeah.
To number one. And these are way down there to number zero.
I'd say the Spindrift is way far over there. This is like here, right? It's kind of, it's like a little before half of what Spindrift is. This is kind of close behind it. Actually, no, this is a little further. And then these two are like over here, the orange, the fake alcohol ones, because that is terrible.
These next ones, James, are from China. Product of China.
I'm excited for them, actually. I like these.
Where'd you get these?
We got them at H Mart a long time ago, actually. We just forgot to ever feature them on the podcast.
So these are imported from China. The first one is called...
It's a peach-flavored one.
Qing Ting.
King Ting.
King Ting.
And then the other two, or I think the... Okay, that one we're saving for later.
Now, this one has 6 calories in a 450-milliliter bottle. Product named Peach Flavor Soda Sparkling Water. Ingredients, water, polydextrose, carbon dioxide, sodium bicarbonate, citric acid, citrate, potassium sorbate, sucralose, aceutophane, food flavor, shelf life 12 months, importer, blah, blah, blah. So I don't like this ingredients list at one bit.
You know
it's
what,
terrible.
You know what's really funny? I was looking at the other one we have by the same brand called, it's lychee flavored.
Yeah.
Right? King Ting.
Yeah.
I was reading the product, like the ingredients list off in my mind while you were looking at that, and it's the same ingredients. I think just the flavor might change, but they don't even specify it.
Yeah, this one we're saving for later. This stuff was made in a lab in China, so
for
let's
sure.
see. Okay, right. Crack one open, buddy. Did you finish your Spindrift?
Oh, here. You crack it open then.
You got it, man. Peach first or lychee first?
Your choice.
Peach. Here we go.
We had something like this a while ago on the podcast, but it was a different brand. That's one of the things we didn't agree on the most because it tasted like peach rings. I really liked it, but he did not like it. Mm.
Oh, surprisingly, it's so sweet. Surprisingly sweet.
Oh, it's so sweet.
I just don't like the artificial taste that it has. I don't like it one bit.
It's really... It would be a lot better if they focused more on the peach flavor than just being, like, sugar water.
Yeah.
It's not even sugar. It's aspartame, I think.
James, which
right?
position would you like me to put this bottle in on the ranking?
I think it goes... behind the tangerine lemongrass,
uh-huh.
But ahead of the lemon cucumber.
Oh, so it splits the Voss waters.
I think, right? Do you agree?
No, I don't. I don't agree.
I would put it behind the lemon cucumber if you think that, because
I would actually put it in front of the lemon cucumber.
Really?
I would put it right here in second place for right now.
Are you sure? I actually didn't mind
like
the tangerine lemongrass. Let's split the difference and put it in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. Just like that. All right, ready for lychee?
No. I still have a lot to finish. Man, it's so sweet.
All right,
like
let's try this
lychee. Like, they got their syrup ratio wrong.
Here we go. It's sparkling, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that lychee. Oh.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Please don't pour me too much.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't be having this much sweet right now. It's
cheers.
Cheers. Oh. 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 Oh my god.
Have you had, like, canned lychees or bottled lychees?
Yeah, I have.
It tastes like the liquid that they come in.
That's pretty accurate. I get some of the lychee rind, too, though. That's not good.
No.
Why? Mm.
Okay, where does this one go?
That one definitely goes, like,
better behind. Than the peach, or
worse? Way worse. Worse.
Here?
Sure.
Okay, it's going into just in front of the Walmart waters.
Make sure you
waters.
Put the cap on it. Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, it's not and good. Then you got another one of these, King Tings. And what's this one?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. This one is scary. I'm terrified.
What's
I
the
hope
flavor?
I don't vomit. It's vanilla ice cream flavor.
Come on, bring it.
All right. Oh, man.
Made in a lab in China.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream.
You need a little bit
water.
More, please. That's good.
All
right. Need enough to get it on my palate, you know, even though it's terrible.
Ooh, that smells like vanilla extract.
Oh, the smell is just exactly like vanilla extract.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
Oh. Mm.
That's terrible, but not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
So bad, James. Who drinks this stuff?
No one. I don't know how people keep these companies in business, but...
Where's this one go?
That goes... nothing's gonna be worse than the Walmart waters, but...
Maybe not. So right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind the lychee.
Okay. What's next?
Mm. All right. So, we're down to three. You choose which one's next, because...
Caramel apple.
Water.
Natural caramel apple-flavored sparkling water. Cascade ice. 0 calories.
That's the scariest part to me. Like...
Sugar, sodium, caffeine, and gluten-free, non-GMO, contains less than 1% juice. Ingredients, carbonated water, citric acid, potassium benzoate, vegetable juice, potassium citrate, sucralose, fruit juice, what fruit? Flavor yellow, beta carotene, and yellow number 5.
It's really scary because... It has 0 calories, and if you look at the statistics of it, the only thing it has is 88 milligrams of potassium.
Mm.
I would be less concerned if there was sugar in this.
Pour me some, please.
This is terrible. This is, like, just chemicals. Like, literally just chemicals. I'm only pouring ourselves, like, a splash of this because we'll probably, like, die in a couple years if we drink more than that.
Surprisingly refreshing. Tastes like apple cider a little bit. Definitely,
you know,
chemical-y.
What? You're not right. You're not wrong. That definitely beats
my palate is so destroyed that, like, this is coming across as tolerable.
Exactly.
After drinking those other trash drinks.
This was open before, and I tried it yesterday when my palate wasn't terrible.
And what did you think then?
Terrible.
Terrible.
So bad.
Right?
Still, we don't buy this.
Okay, where does this go in the ranking?
This goes in front of the peach, but not in front of the orange tangerine.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so, right?
Yep.
All right. These last two, I'm kind of excited for. Well, one of them I'm excited for. The other one, I'm intrigued. Mm. All right.
Okay, so this is from IKEA. It's called Vintersaga, Swedish-style festival drink, carbonated malt and hops flavored beverage. So this is absolutely a soda. Ingredients, carbonated water, invert sugar, water, caramel color, natural hops, natural barley, artificial flavor, citric acid and sodium benzoate, product produced in Germany for IKEA of Sweden. Product of Germany.
Okay, yeah.
190 calories per bottle.
Get a small splash of this, because for a 500 milliliter serving, there's 190 calories, 88% of your daily volume of sugars, or of added sugars, and 45 grams of carbs.
Yeah, I think it's going to taste somewhere like between Dr. Pepper and Pepsi, something like that, maybe.
Let's see. All right, let's get the smell first.
Or like a root beery. Pour me some, please.
All right.
More.
More?
Right there.
That's I'm good. Not going to try and much myself because I know
this... You need to get enough to taste it.
I do get enough to taste it from this because I know this is going to be strong. So.
Cheers.
Cheers. Just by the smell.
Winter Saga.
Oh, wow. You were kind of right.
Yeah, tastes like Dr. Pepper or cherry Dr. Pepper, maybe.
That's not bad, actually. Can I get a little more of that? It's like a... what it reminds me of is like a spiced molasses drink, kind of. Right? I've never had that, but that's the flavors I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a hearty, kind of cozy
Yeah, it's
drink.
Like a specialty Christmas soda.
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't be something that I would drink, like, on a, like, regular situation. But it's not terrible.
Where's it go on the ranking?
I'd say this is your call, either in front of the Voss or behind it.
I would put it in front of the Voss. Number,
in front of the Voss.
Position number two.
All right. Oh.
So we're down to the final entrant in today's contest.
Yes.
Which is something that is a product of James Passmore. And SodaStream.
And
IKEA.
Yeah.
So tell me, first of all, what is the flavoring?
Lingonberry.
So is it like a syrup or something?
It's a concentrate.
A concentrate, okay.
And it's...
what goes into that concentrate, do you know? The ingredients
sugar
of it?
Sugar and lingonberry stuff, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should be pretty clean ingredients.
But, mm-hmm. But it's delicious and... I'm sorry, I need to finish this drink.
So I will say that, you know, those listeners out there, if you want to have some fun and it's pretty inexpensive, get yourself a SodaStream.
For sure.
Because the possibilities are endless with what you can do with the SodaStream and some just regular filtered water out of your fridge or, you know, Brita, whatever. You put it into the SodaStream, carbonate it.
Yeah.
And then you can just squeeze some lemon into it, or you can add these concentrates to it, like James has done here with the lingonberry, and make yourself all kinds of wonderful flavors.
100%. And that is, I just want to say, we're not sponsored at all by IKEA or any of these things. We don't have a sponsor.
If they'd like to come on as a sponsor, yeah, though, we'd be happy to review their products.
100%.
And promote them.
But the IKEA... that lingonberry concentrate, we grabbed the last one off the shelf, too.
Oh, yeah?
That was insane. I'm so glad we did.
What else did we get?
We got some meatballs and...
Swedish meatballs. I got plant-based meatballs made with pea protein.
Yeah. But what I was saying is we grabbed the last one off the shelf there, right? And I'm so glad we did because we've made, like, what? This is our second liter of this that we're making now.
Yes.
And we also made six popsicles.
That's right.
Out of
I was just going to mention that James came up with a very creative idea to make lingonberry popsicles for dessert.
And they were so good.
They were very good.
Delicious.
Did you use sparkling water in those?
No, I didn't. I just took some regular water and I did 1.5 cups of regular water. And then I added a fourth of a cup. Rest of it, because it's supposed to be a 1-6 ratio, and then
yes.
I added a little lingonberry jam.
Oh, yeah?
And I
mixed
it all
up
together, put it in some popsicle molds, which we also got from IKEA.
Yeah.
And they were so good.
Yeah, IKEA is a fun place to go once in a while.
It is a great place to go.
They always have some nice food there in their cafeteria.
We don't even go very often. We go, like, once every year, twice every year,
maybe
right?
Once every 2 years. Well, the problem with IKEA is that your dad hates putting together IKEA furniture.
Well, but
it's like torture.
We
so,
didn't even get IKEA furniture.
Thank goodness. And I'm so happy that no one decided to buy some IKEA furniture while we were in there, because then I would have to put it together. So I try to avoid the areas where there's furniture.
So... try to avoid
plus
IKEA.
It's not very good quality furniture either. I mean, they have good products there, but it's kind of lower end, usually on the furniture side.
Yeah. Alright, anyway. Lingonberry soda made by me with ingredients from SodaStream, our fridge, and IKEA.
How many pumps of air of the gas did you put into the
bottle? I think four
pumps.
Big pumps.
So we should get some pretty bold bottles.
Ooh.
Oh, Sounds like it.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, I love this stuff. Tell me when you're... Oh!
Ooh,
oh, it's
nice.
Definitely carbonated.
Super carbonated.
It's like... Oh, my God.
Mm. Almost overflowing.
Like foaming all the way to the top. It's like
It's got a nice kind of light reddish cranberry, lingonberry color to it. Just like the one in IKEA, right?
Uh-huh.
And it looks very seasonal, too, for the fall.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. I mean, we knew it was coming, right?
That's delicious, James.
You know where this goes, right?
I'm going to have to move it up to, let's see here. It's going up the ranks to number one.
Boom. Wow. Could have expected that. Us. We could have. 100%. You know, actually, you know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
It's kind of unfair for Spindrift, right? Because it's the only one that actually is, like, somewhat natural.
Well, 100%
natural,
yeah.
Well, that and the lingonberry, actually.
No,
is gonna...
the lingonberry, I don't know what's in the ingredients of that concentrate.
We can check,
Let me
right?
go grab it. You keep talking, okay? Right. Is it in the fridge?
It is in the fridge. Okay. Yeah, it's called Drick Lingon or something.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was thinking it's a little unfair, right? If you notice in the top three, like the top three is our lingonberry soda, Spindrift, and the Wintersaga IKEA drink, right? Those are the most likely to be at least somewhat natural.
All right, this is a Drick Lingon. It's in a glass bottle, 16.9 fluid ounces, 500 milliliters, lingonberry drink concentrate. Ingredients: sugar, lingonberry juice from concentrate, water, lingonberry flavor, and citric acid. Product produced in Sweden for IKEA, blah, blah, blah.
You see, that's a lot better than all the other stuff we had, though.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's what I was saying. That's what I was going to get on a rant about. Our top three are the most likely to be the, like, more natural, right?
But the healthiest one is going to be Spindrift on this, because it's sugar-free.
100%. So that's what I'm saying. It could be debatable that Spindrift takes the win here, right? But we're going solely off of taste right now.
Yeah.
And that takes the cake, really.
Absolutely. And also the source. I'm going to say that the source is the best because the Soda Stream is just regular new municipal water.
True.
That we've filtered through our filter on our fridge, and then James treated it with the carbon dioxide, CO2. And then the flavoring. So it's definitely the most natural as well.
Yeah.
It hasn't touched an RO system or been shipped around or anything like that. It's just come up from the ground.
Yeah, 100%. So that concludes our ranking. Should we just go through and say from first to last what the placements are?
Okay, let's do a drum roll.
All right. Coming in last place, the worst of the worst, is Walmart's Clear Lakes Mint Mojito flavored water. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
why are you still producing that? All right, second to last, what a surprise. It's the orange mimosa from Walmart. Why did we buy that?
I don't know, but we have a 6-pack of each of those to drink.
Okay, yeah, to drink. I'm probably going to just poke a hole in them, shake them up, and then...
Yeah, recycle them.
Yeah.
Just recycle them.
Alright, and then third to last is the vanilla ice cream flavored water. That was just, ew, why? And even the packaging is really misleading. It has a strawberry on it, and it's a scoop of strawberry ice cream. But, or at least a pink
and
ice cream.
And with mint. Why mint? There's no mint in that one.
It's vanilla ice cream, and they really lead it on to be a strawberry mint ice cream for some odd reason. And this one is only 6 calories, which is more concerning than ever.
Made in a lab in China.
Yay.
Like the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. All right. Fifth place. Lychee, quinting drink thing. Hey, bars.
Yeah.
Quinting drink thing.
Quinting drink thing.
Yeah. That was terrible as well. It's so overly sweet. It's crazy.
Yeah, it tastes like the syrup that, like, canned lychees come in.
Uh-huh. And then coming in seventh place is the Voss Sparkling Lemon Cucumber. And, I mean, there's not a ton to say about it. It's just, it tastes nasty. It tastes like cucumber rind and...
Yeah.
Overwhelming. Lemon.
Overwhelmingly flavored.
Yeah, like, it tastes like Lysol, kind of. It's not good. And then in sixth place is the, Quinting peach-flavored beverage. Yeah, again, just overly sweet. That's really all. It's just chemically and overly sweet. And then somehow, coming in top five... Right? Isn't this insane? Top five is caramel apple-flavored water. That is ridiculous. What even is that?
Natural, like, caramel apple-flavored sparkling water with other natural flavors.
I bought this at Grocery Outlet.
Oh, Grocery Outlet.
For 70 cents.
70 cents?
Which is ridiculous. This stuff will probably kill you if you just... If you traveled back in time, like, to the 1700s, I'd say, and the first person you found, you just gave them a glass of this, they would probably just collapse, right?
You know what I can get behind, though, James, what I like?
What?
An actual caramel apple. Have you had one of these things?
I don't know if I have had an actual caramel apple,
you get, like,
actually.
A ripe, delicious, juicy apple, and then you dip it in, like, caramel candy... and harden it. Ooh. And sometimes they put candies and stuff around the outside too, and the flavor of the caramel and the apple together is just, it's Ooh. Really, really great.
You know what I find insane? They kind of got the caramel flavor right. They got it like not perfect, but it's there. Yeah. Like, you taste it.
The flavor designers over at the lab at Cascade Ice sure did figure out their flavor of how to put caramel apple into water.
Uh-huh. All right, coming in fourth place. Not very surprising. I liked it. You didn't like it. I'm not a huge fan of it, but if it's cold, I'll drink it. It's like an aromatic sun-kissed. It is Voss Tangerine Lemongrass.
It's a no. It's a fail.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the bottle design, too. Voss is a good bottle design. That's really all.
Yeah, it's a cool looking bottle. It's kind of a like a lifestyle brand type of bottle. People think they're cool walking around with that little bottle like that.
Yeah, and then they drop it because the design makes it slip out of their hands, and then they're like, "Oh my god, my water!"
What's next?
It's the IKEA Vintersaga Swedish style festive drink, carbonated malt and hops flavored beverage. This got into top three. That says something about our lineup.
It's pop. It's not soda. It's not water. It's soda. This is like Coca-Cola.
It is soda. Exactly. The two of the three on our
list. Does it have high fructose corn syrup or no? Oh, it's actually got sugar, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Two of the top three on our list are just sodas. But the one that comes in number two... which is delicious, and you should definitely pick some of this up.
Pick it up, Spindrift. There's a few good flavors, too.
Not sponsored. I like the grapefruit the best.
Me, too. It's my favorite.
Spindrift grapefruit. That's actually, this is the one that we're going to finish, like, after the pod. We might end up splitting that Vintersaga with the producer and stuff. But, yeah. Thank you. The top three are really, I think, the only ones that we're going to actually finish. But, I just put some Spindrift in mine.
Oh, try that. How's that? Mixed with the lingonberry.
That's not bad.
Not bad?
Actually, that adds like a depth. That's pretty good.
Yep. And then the number one ranked product of today is?
Lingonberry IKEA...
SodaStream.
SodaStream. Yay. I mean, it's kind of a given, right? Because, like, it's the one thing on the list that's, like... Well, actually, there's two on the list that are good sodas, right? But the other one is just not something that we're used to, at least here in America.
Yeah.
And the lingonberry one isn't, like, we don't have lingonberry here, but we are accustomed to those, like, fruit type of sodas, and that's, like, the best fruit soda that you can buy here. So that it's just it gets the number one spot. I mean, there's not much else to say, really. Besides, it's just delicious.
Yeah. So the next episode, I think we should get back into our lane a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do?
Definitely. I'm so dehydrated. Oh my god.
How's the Topo Chico shortage going?
Bad.
Hard to find, right?
Yeah, still. Please, please just, like, make more glass or something. I don't know. Don't pollute the earth, but find a solution because we can't live without Topo. It's our main life source. We just, when we're sleeping, we actually have someone, we hire someone to come douse our heads with it.
That just sounds so creepy.
It rejuvenates our life, and that's how we can make this podcast. But, yeah.
Okay, then. Interesting.
But, yeah, I hope that glass shortage that leads into the Topo shortage gets sorted out soon. I cannot speak.
So it's a beautiful day, James. I think now that we finished this podcast, we should probably get outside. We should go for a bike ride. Maybe go find some lunch.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a plan. Maybe some sushi or something. Yep. We'll have to figure it out. Yeah. So, when are we heading to Costa Rica?
In a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks?
Yep.
Before we go, we should get Axel some feeder stuff.
Definitely.
Should we get him some today and then...
Maybe.
Next time it'll be another appropriate time to get him some?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah? All right, so we're gonna go pick up some feeder fish for Axel, get some lunch and stuff.
So thank you for listening to our podcast.
And thank you for listening to this ad. All right, and also... Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Yes. If they want to get in touch with the show, how do they do that, James?
You can go to your Instagram. For some reason, I thought we had a website. For some reason, we don't have a website.
How about at The Bubbles Podcast on Instagram?
Yes. And then you can also do TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
You can get in touch with us if you're listening on Anchor by pressing that little voice message button at the top of your screen.
I like what you did there, that little move.
Yeah, I gesture when I speak sometimes, and I, like, did a little button press. Oh, man, that sugar's getting to us, huh?
Until next time.
Flavoring. Steve, yay! James Bubbles Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Woo! Flavoring.